Living mammals are of more immediate concern to cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal vet Baxter Black. Baxter knows that working with some critters can be hazardous, a lesson someone he knows just relearned.
A man with bandaged hands and welts on his face limped painfully into the doctor's exam room. A nurse held out two latex gloves and said, "This is probably going to hurt." "No doubt," said the patient, sitting on the exam table.
"Yow!"
said the doctor. Dr. Dave, gentle Pennsylvania doctor, community leader and backyard sheep person, winced as the tight gloves snapped on his excoriated hands. He told the story for the 10th time that morning. "You see, I shear my own sheep." This immediately placed him in the 1% of sheep owners who shear their own sheep, horse owners who shoe their own horses, or politicians without lawyers. He hadn't planned exactly to begin shearing sheep that afternoon, but he'd put it off long enough. After scattering some feed, he took his rope and barehanded dropped it on the head of the big Polypay ram. It was at that moment that his cowboy mentality kicked in and blindfolded his good judgment. A big ewe right next to him was also busily attacking the grain, so he quickly tied a loop in the other end of the rope and dropped it over her head. Who says an education is protection against brain meltdown? He placed himself mid-rope and began to lead the two sheep barnward. He later estimated he was in the lead for less than 5 seconds. Off they raced across the green pasture, dragging his body alternately prone, belly up, feet first, head first, water skiing, swan diving, jackknifing, plowing, skimming, and screaming across the slick grass. To his credit, he clung like a stuffed goat bladder tied between two galloping Mongolian ponies. The ewe took the lead, shot through the gate. Dr. Dave flew right after her, noticing for a split second the decorative bluebird house he had placed atop the gatepost. Alas, it had never attracted any bluebirds, but there was something. The ram, running a close third, then hit the bluebird house head-on, arousing its occupants. Oh yes, that's what it was, a hornet's nest. They bore down on the only bare-skinned member of the thundering trio and showed their displeasure. Dave only managed to stop the sheep by tangling himself in the rope and getting wedged crossways under an antique hay rake. As he lay sideways against the wheel rim, contemplating his blistered palms, swelling face, and sore bones, he heard his wife call from the back door, "Honey, need any help?"
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal vet Baxter Black.